submitted his answers. I haven't had a chance to grade them yet. Uh-oh, we're recording. Okay, well, let's get started. Welcome to the second course in the SOCNET training sequence. This is VCN notification and activation checklist, and it is course number 44. For those who are listening to this audio tape, all of the course materials are out on our private.mvraces.org website, so that you can follow along. We're currently looking at slide one, but before we do that, kind of do some reviewing of some of the stuff that's up on the board. And the first thing is, who can tell me what our incident objectives are? I know you can't read it, but do you remember what it said?
Safety.
Okay, provide safety for all incident participants and the general public. And it's interesting to look up there and with blended lenses. It's a blur.
Pull it down to read it.
Yeah. Okay, this is much easier. Okay, and some of the small print was, be aware of existing and report to the incident commander any new hazards immediately. And what are the two questions?
How big and how bad.
Okay. And maintain awareness of the LCES. I always stumble on LCES, but it is here. Lookouts, communications, escape routes, and safety zones. Again, this came from the fire service. But one of the things about the escape routes, as I was thinking about we going to various incidents, when Wayne taught the class the last time, he talked about some of the procedures they used as far as when they parked their vehicles to facilitate escaping. Anybody remember what he said?
They backed the
vehicles in, and if it was on a slope, they backed them in such a way that they could go downhill without having to make it like a U-turn or anything like that. So that was part of thinking about escape routes. And communications was having alternate communication paths. Now, you know, in the upcoming exercise, we're talking about the SCET on October 6th. We're talking about a major power grid failure. And it's entirely possible that some cities might have to think in terms of alternate communication paths. And so, that's certainly something. You know, maybe their primary repeater would be down or whatever. Lookouts for, again, in the fire service for any flame-ups or what might be. Okay, the second objective on the incident was create and maintain viable network of emergency communications. And it was, number one, monitor your designated frequency, and number two, relay messages accurately and with minimal delay. And last objective was that we always confirm acknowledgement from the net control before we do anything to move from our assignment. And again, I'm going to try to implement that process during the drill on Saturday. So put the objectives back. For the drill coming up on Saturday, the SCET, we want anybody who hasn't practiced VFTOM lately, highly urge you do so. Hint. Okay. What does it stand for?
VFO, change of frequency, tone, offset, minimum.
Yeah. Select the VFO mode, frequency, tone, offset, memory, and the McCord version had one more letter.
Delete.
Delete.
If your radio can do that.
If your radio can delete it, I suggest you practice, because on my F6A, it's a strange procedure. We talked about that. And lastly, the priorities are, number one, number two,
monitor.
And number three, confirm. Confirm what? Before you change position from your assigned position, okay, or change frequency, or even go to the bathroom and leave the radio. Okay, good review. Now, let's move on to slide two. Why this course? Okay, obviously to provide standardized materials for course download, and again, that's true of our website. Provide standardized procedures for and protocols and forms to help volunteer communicators be better prepared, both before and after. And most importantly, from a SOCMET viewpoint, South Orange County Mutual Aid Training, increase our mutual aid capability through shared standards. Now, it's I was talking yesterday with Ray, who's in charge of Lugano-Niguel ACS, and he was saying that they have in fact adopted the notification, activation, mobilization things that we're going to talk about here verbatim, and I think Joe has as well for Tri-Cities. Okay, so that we all talk the same language. On slide three, okay, what we'll learn, well, the difference between notification, activation, mobilization, the purpose of this standardized form. When I looked at this slide, I kept on thinking this, okay, refer to your handouts that you want to have handy as we go forward. One is, now actually this is one sheet on the actual form, but one is the activation mobilization checklist. We'll be looking at that, jumping back and forth. And the other is the back side of that form, but with some additional information, which is the one that shows the standard activation levels. And then there's explanation on the left and the right side. So we're talking about this form. Okay, why and when and how we should utilize the form, and that you can read the rest of that. Okay, let's visualize for a moment an unfolding situational environment. Let's suppose that all of a sudden there's an unexplained wide area power grid failure. Sounds familiar. Sounds like the scenario for Saturday. It is absolutely true that as far as Mission Viejo is concerned, we'd have one coordinator, Charlie. It's also true that he more than likely will have several volunteers, so it's a one-to-many relationship. And as more volunteers become available, They will need to be briefed, obtain standard. Oh, here we go with the Alphabet Soup SITSTAT reports. That's situation status reports of how big and how bad things are, what the safety is. Can you imagine, you know, as people arrive undisciplined, you get, poor Charlie has to go through briefing them over and over and over on what the situation is. Obviously the question is, who's responsible for providing updates, and how will this information be communicated? Via cell phones, bullhorn? I don't know. So obviously there has to be some standardization. If we go to the next slide, which is slide 5, as it says here, we need to start thinking, if we're emergency responders, more in terms of disasters and thinking in terms of what-if scenario. It's sort of like the LCES, okay, escape route. Okay, what is my escape route if the way I came in is blocked? That kind of thinking. And as you can see on slide 5, I think just about any kind of disaster we can think of, it falls into one of three categories: natural, man-made, or technological. Can you think of any disaster or abnormal situation that wouldn't fall into those three? Now, I was racking my brain because when I was doing business continuity planning as part of my job, we broke it up into more than these three categories. But bottom line, if you don't use information, you lose it, particularly after 4 years. So, okay, moving on to slide 6. So we're going to talk about standardized NAM activities, NAM. What's notification, activation, mobilization? Okay, what does it really mean? You know, if we use the term I'm on alert, or I'm on standby, or I'm on notice, what's expected of me now, before the incident, and after the incident? What actions should I be taking? And if there's things I'm supposed to be doing before, what are they to get ready? Slide 7. Now we're going to go into some definitions of what is notification, what is activation, what is mobilization in these slides. And I think you should refer to one of the handouts. It's the one that shows the SAL activation levels, a single page handout, because I think it helps to kind of be glancing at that as we talk through this information about, first of all, notification. The key word is it's the initial contact. Now, Jay, you were right. My initial contact about the upcoming SET occurring this Saturday was several days ago, when I sent out an email and I gave the entire scenario of what the drill was going to be. So in reality, that was a notification level. And it probably was what we call SAL 1. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But the key thing is, for notification, is initial contact pertaining to either a real or potential threat or hazard or disaster that may be happening. Perhaps a problem with San Onofre. A mobilization, a key thing is, mobilization of resources is not authorized.